Hey, Katerina.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. You?
Okay. I'm good. Can you just refresh our memory and tell us what your symposium presentation was about?
So in my symposium presentation, I kind of started talking about what I wrote in my research paper that has gone in a bit of a different path, which was the fear of robots.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with the fear of technology, and now I've moved more into machine communication and translation. So I showed and did one experimentation with the audience more about the relationship between machine and human language.
Mm-hmm. And how important was it? Because it was sort of an interactive experiment. Could you just explain what happened again?
So I just put a video on, and there were some microphones set up around the room. So people would do some sounds with me all at the same time, and the image would react visually to mm-hmm. the sounds.
So it's like clapping and...
Yeah, like yeah. the normal sounds people do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a bit to test how digital reacts to human sound, and I did the same, but vice versa, with an experiment I had done before, where mm-hmm. there was digital sound reacting to people's images, which was more like intuitively. So I just created kind of things that were my personal interpretation. So now I'm more interested in trying to research and have actual more deep knowledge about it.
Yeah. Okay, would that mean kind of referring to academic texts, or how would you gain a deeper knowledge of it, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm very interested now in start reading more about linguistic theories, because one of my final researches last semester was about the meaning, like how important language is for each culture and how that influences the culture's behavior. And although talking about machines that quite different, I'm interested in seeing if the language each machine has, if it influences how the machine behaves.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. Could you elaborate on that, your sort of your interest in culture and machine?
So I thought it was really interesting in the symposium that some people were questioning whether machines have languages or not, which for me it seems like quite of an obvious thing, because if you pay attention to common things you do every day, like going to the supermarket and buying a product in the self-checkout counter, or mm-hmm. going to the ATM, or using your smartphone, there's all these different languages that each machine has. And even if you don't master that language, you know how to do enough mm. to interact with that machine in that language.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested in documenting what kind of languages each machine uses, and whether if we are speaking a machine language or if the machine is speaking
okay, cool.
towards our language.
Yeah. Is this has this got anything to do with the fact that you're Portuguese and living in the UK? Has that made you think more about translation and languages, or is it completely unrelated?
I would say especially more the digital part of my theme being related to technology, because mm-hmm. since I moved to the UK, I've seen all these design projects that are much more digital and interactive, and how that changes the way you communicate a project, mm-hmm. I think got me really interested. And especially because there's such an advance in technology here, which I don't feel as much in my country, that I feel raises all these questions about technology and different interpretations of something.
Okay, cool. So what do you think you'll do next?
So now I'm really focused on analyzing different machines and trying to do experiments in a more aware way
mm-hmm.
of those interactions, instead of doing things that are more intuitive for
yeah.
me. So basing myself in more actual facts, which I feel like I didn't have much time to experiment and research at the same time. Yeah, so I'm really interested in that. And and even like in the sound parts, trying to understand if machine sounds are at all similar to human sounds, or if not, where did they come from?
Okay. Have you spoken to Gunjan at all about your project? Because there seems to be some crossovers.
Yeah, we actually spoke more in the beginning where I was still not really knowing where I was going towards. But I realized that a lot of people in our class have similar topics, and it would definitely be good to talk to them about it, because there's also Paula and Anne are also doing about translation.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting. Yeah. I feel like it's very funny how we're all doing very different takes on it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but it would be good to kind of feed off each other to improve. Yeah, and Paula definitely helped me with some references as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to a few questions that you were asked in the feedback after your symposium. Is it a positive thing that machines are developing their own languages?
I'm not really sure if it's positive or not, but this is, I mean, being positive or negative is a question that I've came across a lot of times in my research paper, because I was having difficulty understanding whether I was gonna be writing in favor of technology or against it. And the conclusion that I got to is that it would be more interesting to try to understand it better instead of taking one side.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even if I take one side, technology is becoming a part of our lives. I mean, it already is a part of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even if I'm against it or in favor, it's not going to change. So with languages, it's the same. I mean, if you do think about it, there's so many different machine languages that we already have. So I think in order for me to really be able to answer this question, it will also come down if we are starting to act more like machines or not because of machine languages.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if that is that positive for us, because kind of adapting to their behavior, which most people, I think, thought machines were created for the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's kind of irony to the fact that humans feed into the machine, and then the machine kind of has its own language that the human then tries to understand. You know, it's an interesting transition.
Yeah, and I think especially with machines developing, like machine intelligence, and really developing their behavior, not just being about simple tasks that they reproduce. The way they communicate and their behavior is really important, because if it's going to start being more and more independent of the human, we really should make sure we are happy with the way they behave.
Yeah.
Because that's going to have more and more influence on us.
Definitely. Do you know which mediums you might experiment with?
So till now, I experiment a bit with video and sound, and I think I will probably continue experimenting with sound. I'm very interested in doing something interactive where people can have a machine reaction to their own sound. And I was working with some into learning different softwares in order to do that. Or even maybe work a bit with movement, but I'm still not sure about it. Yeah, but I would definitely like to do something interactive with the audience, because I feel like that's really the point, like creating this interaction.
Yeah. Cool, that sounds really interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I was just trying to make people aware that this is already something that is really a part of their daily life, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with my project.
And that people don't need to be scared, because you you talked about a fear of technology.
Yeah, I mean, I think being scared doesn't really get you, like, develop anything that much. I'm definitely aware of the concerns that technology brings, but I think people getting more knowledgeable about it only helps.
Okay, great. Thank you, Katerina.
Okay.